Yeah, in a shed, cow shed.
And a particular, did you have a particular shelter for horses in the barn?
Yes, the horses always had the best stall.
And did you just call that a stall?
Yeah, that's all I remember that ever being called.
And was there a place where the cows were staked and penned at milking time?
Well, now, some people did have, but we didn't. They usually just let them run in the shed there, and between the two cribs was a feed box.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, now my daddy believed in teaching his cows to stop anywhere you told them to and let you milk.
Mm-hmm.
And if you teach them that, they do it.
Mm-hmm.
I had one, I could say, well, come on, Judy, I want to milk, and she'd just stop.
Mm-hmm.
But then you can get them spoiled while you got their milk, feed while you milk, and then you've got to either take them
in. What was the cow's name?
The cow's.
Yeah, what was the cow's name?
Oh, Susie usually, and Liz, and Daisy, and old Jerry's. And I did have all mine named a while, but I don't now.
Did people who had a special place, maybe outside, you know, in the summer where they'd milk them, maybe down near the edge of the pasture or something.
Let's see, now that was called a cow lot.
Mm-hmm.
Some people call a cow lot in the milk lot.
A milk lot or or a cow lot?
Yeah.
Was that a milk lot and a cow lot are the same thing?
Same thing. Mm-hmm. That is common to this section.
And the hog, now you mentioned the things the hogs lived in, that was the
hog pen.
The hog pen. And
I never heard that called anything else that I can remember of, and it's still called that.
Okay.
Or the pig pen. Pig pen, hog pen, either one. They're the same thing.
How about a place where milk and butter, where did you keep your milk and butter? How did you keep your milk?
Oh, we kept ours in the spring house, and I'm going to show you that before you go, too.
Okay.
It's an antique now, and people bring their children to see that old spring house.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to. I've heard about a lot of them.
Well, now I've got one, and you'll see it.
Somebody
was here with a little boy not long ago, and the man, his father took him in there, said, spring house. He came back, oh, mama, this woman can walk in her frigidaire.
Now, was it ever called anything but a spring house?
A milk house. Yeah, a spring house and a milk house. And I seem like there's something else, but I can't remember what it was.
What was a dairy?
Well, now, dairy was a spring house.
That was
let me see. I'm wrong there, huh?
Some people call a spring house a dairy.
I guess that's right.
But other people, now, I talked to some people over in Holston Valley, and they were, they talked about a kind of a little building where you'd store apples and potatoes
cellar.
And things. Yeah, you'd call that a cellar, wouldn't
uh-huh.
you? But they called that a dairy.
They did.
Yeah, the kind of thing that.
Now we call that in this section. It was a cellar. C E L L A R.
Sure, and the place where the stock is kept and fed.
Shed.
Outside, where they can walk around.
Yeah. Oh.
That was probably the cow lot you mentioned before. Is that?
Now, Ed Wills had one of those where the cattle could just go all around that.
Uh-huh.
And I forget.
I just mean a little enclosure. Now, that was like a, is that the cow lot?
Yeah, that, I just don't know there.
And the place where the cows and sheep graze?
The pasture field.
All right. Now, what other kinds of fields did you have?
Well, we had the old chestnut orchard field up here.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And the apple orchard field, and then somebody had come along with somebody had lived, they bought a field of some man, and that field was called the Jones Field or Smith Field.
What would you call something a little smaller than a field?
A lot.
And then something even smaller than a lot where you'd plant vegetables.
Garden.
Yeah. Now,